Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Natalie Altman is the principal of the girls' high school at Yeshiva College. She joins us this morning along with two students, Akiva Fox and Mordechai Krengel. Good morning, guys, and congratulations, Mazel Tov, on some phenomenal results. How are you all doing?
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
All right. So, Natalie, if we can just start with you, it's, you know, and obviously it's, the pandemic is a thing and, it required a tremendous amount of resilience from the students. When you look at your student body or when you look at your matrix, over this past year, what makes you the most proud?
Aside from the pandemic, I think the results of the pandemic, not only the health results, but the mental health results have been absolutely massive. Our kids have struggled on many levels, family-wise, internet-wise, and with their mental health, anxiety, depression, and just wondering what will happen for their matric year. We didn't know whether and when we would have a matric dance, a farewell, their, you know, anything to celebrate them or make the matric year normal. And thank God we got through this, and these kids didn't only get through it, but they got through it so well while doing many other things, whether it was learning Torah, night Seder, making sure that their families were okay, going to various therapies just to make sure that themselves were okay. So there were multiple additional things that they needed to do to get through matric as other kids would just do in a normal year.
Do you think there was, from your observation, was there a much higher level of anxiety for matriculants and for families during the last year compared to what you've seen in prior years? Or was it just more dealt with, maybe?
So it was interesting. I think last year there was more. I think this year there was slightly less, which is an incredible testament to humanity about how
absolutely
we really actually adapt. And I think these kids and their families adapted incredibly. I also think that all our Jewish schools, and I can certainly talk about our teachers, were so committed and dedicated to these kids that it did actually give them a sense of stability, and knowing that whatever would happen, they would be okay because we would be there for them.
Right. And you're sitting with two students, Akiva Fox, Mordechai Krengel. Give us their headlines, or first give us the headlines in general, and then let's talk to the students.
Oh, sorry. Can you please repeat that question?
Yeah, well, give us your headline results.
We got 3.5 distinctions per student. We got, Howard, can I get back to you in 1 minute? Can you talk to the boys and then I'll come back to you?
I certainly can. Very happy to talk to them. Let's start off with Akiva. Akiva, give us, how did you do?
Hello, Howard. I'm really, really happy with my matric results. I got 8 distinctions. Brilliant. And that's exactly what I was aiming for. So yeah.
What was your biggest challenge? What was your biggest challenge over the year?
I think my biggest challenge was balancing everything.
Mm-hmm.
There was just a lot going on in the last 2 years. There were leadership opportunities at the school, which took up a lot of time, but added a lot to the matric year. There was, of course, the pandemic, which was an obstacle, but it was also provided so many opportunities. I personally really enjoyed like online lessons and recorded lessons, which I could work with my own time. So I was really privileged in that respect. And also the school provided incredible opportunities and the facilities to thrive in the pandemic. And then, of course, just the stress of matric, the ups and downs, the work, the lulls. So that was definitely the challenge, was balancing everything. But, yeah, we've made it, yeah.
Absolutely. And you didn't just make it. You absolutely killed it. So well done to you. Mordechai Krengel, also at Yeshiva College. What would you say, if you look back on the year, was your biggest achievement?
Well, I'd say finishing the year was pretty good.
Surviving it was good. Yes, we're all grateful for that.
You know, I'd say throughout the year, you know, because of COVID, we've had to face a lot of challenges that no normal matric year has faced. And it causes, well, it leads you to have to almost make an extra effort in your work. You've got to take more time off, to do your work. And as well, you don't get as much, you know, as there's already
quite little, but you don't get a lot of relaxing time.
Yeah, I imagine. Well, let me ask you this, is do you think that, and it's very hard to know, but do you think that when you look back in 10 years' time or 15 years' time, when you look back on your matric year, is it going to be defined by the pandemic, or will it be defined by, I don't know, your ability to adjust, your camaraderie, your friendships, or all of the above? It's interesting to know because you guys have been through something that none of us, you've experienced something that none of us have in a very unique way. Do you think that this is going to be something that will define who you are for the rest of your lives?
I think you're right. I don't think it's the, I don't think it's the pandemic that will define us. I think it's the way we overcame the challenges throughout the year. And I think although it was difficult, the skills and the resilience that we learned from the year are ultimately the most important thing.
Absolutely awesome. What are you both doing and next year, Akiva? What are the plans for next year or this year, actually?
Yeah, this year. I'm pleased God going on Ben Akiva's MTA program in Israel and going to study at Yeshivat HaRetzion in the Gush.
Brilliant.
Which I'm really excited about. Mordechai,
Mordi, you as well?
I don't want to copy his answer, but I'm doing the same thing.
Yeah, but he probably followed you, that you were probably the leader in this regard. Either way, good luck to you both. Very, very well done for your results. And, Natalie Altman, all the success for this matric year as well. Do you think it's going to be very different coming up this year?
Yes, I do think it's going to be different. I think that we have, we've gotten over a big hump in terms of Corona. I think we're really learning to live with it. And as I said, I think we're adapting. So whatever happens this year, I really do believe we've adapted. We know how to do things well online. We know how to do things well in a hybrid approach. We know how to do things well back at school. So I think it is going to be different. And I think our parents trust us. They've seen what we've been able to produce despite difficulties. And I do believe it's going to be a good and strong year.
Absolutely. I hope so as well. It is 8:45. Natalie Altman, all the best to you for the next year and well done on some fantastic results.